Karima Brown, live, online, smartphones, DSTV, and 92.7, and 106 FM.
9 minutes after 8 o'clock, a judicial commission of inquiry into allegations of impropriety at the state asset manager, the Public Investment Corporation, got underway this morning. The inquiry was announced by President Cyril Ramaphosa in August last year, following allegations of poor governance, kickbacks and confusing statements and rather confusing investment decisions at the institution, which manages roughly 2 trillion rand worth of assets on behalf of the public sector employees in this country. This inquiry is expected to investigate allegations of corruption at the institution dating back as far as 2015, in a process that is headed up by retired President of the Supreme Court of Appeal, Justice Lex Mpati. Well, joining us for the very latest is Thabi Leoka, who is also the spokesperson for the PIC inquiry, and she's of course also a trained economist. Thabi Leoka, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good evening.
Now, today was, of course, the first day, and today the model, the business model of the PIC was in the spotlight. Now, a lot has been said about this, given the fact that some of your investments are not made public, and when you account in Parliament, there's always very poor transparency around issues of or allegations of poor governance and impropriety. What was your impressions, Ms. Leoka, today of the first day of proceedings?
So just to take you back, you are right in your introduction that the president put together the commission to investigate the veracity of alleged improprieties. So to start off with today, we looked at, it was more procedural. So it was, we had Ms. Vilma Moore, who's the acting secretary of the Public Investment Corporation, and she just took us through to, you know, what happens on the board, what are the, you know, structures, who sits on it, who appoints certain members, what are the policies that guide the operations of the board,
yeah,
and therefore the entity. And so, and then we had Mr. Roy Rajda, who pretty much did the same thing too. And so, and then we had, so these are, we had, the last we had Shalta Damona, and these are internal PIC staff members who basically took the commission through you know, the procedure on how they operate, what informs their operation,
yeah,
their investment philosophy, pretty much how the Zonda Commission started as well, where you had people basically explaining. I think the first person to appear at the Zonda Commission was someone from National Treasury.
Yeah, so I think the basis is actually quite solid, and the framework is quite solid. I mean, if one understands the ethos of how investment decisions are made, then I suppose the questions that have come up is in a particular paradigm. Now, there's been questions around, for example, the funding criteria of the PIC, which came under scrutiny with questions asked about the purchase of the 4.3 billion rand shares in the initial public offering of AO Technologies. The PIC bought shares at a 43 rand a share, which have since fallen to 23 rand a share. And then the Government Employment Pension Fund, the PIC's biggest client, last month said it had written off over 5 billion in investment in the Steinhoff Empowerment Partner, Lancaster 101, and Independent News and Media in South Africa. When are we going to get to the details of those specific decisions now that the philosophy, the ethos, and the method by which the PIC ought to be making decisions were made? And one might as well add to that the PIC's links to VBS Mutual Bank, with one official said to have received a 5 million rand bribe to facilitate the payment of 350 million into the collapsed mutual bank. The PIC was, of course, a shareholder in VBS, holding approximately 25% of the company's equity.
Yeah, so these are all allegations, and they have been made public. You've seen numerous media publications reporting on these allegations. And actually, that's why the commission was put together, to investigate the very things that you've listed.
Yes.
Was it correct? Was it done correctly? Was there unfair treatment? Did the procedures contravene any legislation? Was there governance issues? So that's actually why the commission was put together. At this point, similar to the Zondo Commission, you don't know in the first, and this is today was our first day.
Mm.
So we'll actually not know until people come and make submissions and testify.
Yes.
That's when we'll get the details of what went on.
Yes.
And also we tend to think that everyone is implicated, or we're looking for something.
Mm.
As a commission, we're not put together to with an agenda already.
Mm.
We are there to be neutral, and the information will come to us.
And of course, go where the facts takes you.
Exactly, we'll go where the facts takes us and the information. And I'm sure, just like as you saw with other commissions, the people that you thought would bring the most implicating information didn't, and then you get someone who you didn't expect,
who just sings like a canary.
Exactly. So we don't know yet at this point. We are appealing to the public to come and make their submissions and also to testify, and only then we will get the details of what actually happened.
Absolutely.
I see.
Ms. Leoka, thank you very much for your time. We will, of course, check in with you from time to time in terms of the period until the inquiry sits. Thank you so very much. That is a member of the PIC Commission of Inquiry, looking into the largest trust fund and the investment decisions that were made at that country.